rest of these bags on the luggage rack.
Wait a minute, are you crazy? No way are you putting my Louis Vuitton luggage on top of a car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there were Louis Vuitton. In that case, we'll just get some young black porters to run alongside the car and carry you.
Well, there's no more room in my trunk.
Well, we might try the station wagon. We might squeeze a couple more back there.
What are all these little bags for?
Oh, those are my cosmetics.
Well, my word, nobody's that ugly.
Okay.
Now, all you girls, listen up. We're not going to stop at every gas station between here and North Carolina. So everybody get in there right now and do your business before we take off.
Yeah, and I thought this was going to be fun. It's taking kind of an ugly tone. Okay, I'll go.
Thank
you. I can't believe you women need this much luggage for just one skiing weekend.
Reese, all these suitcases, almost all are Suzanne. She always overpacks.
I do not.
You most certainly do. That time Mother and Daddy took us to the Grand Canyon, they had to destroy your burrow.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think I should be entitled to take extra baggage since I don't have a man traveling with me.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, you have Bill, and Julia has Reese, and Mary Jo has J.D., and since Dash is meeting us at the lodge and not picking up space in the car on the way there, I think I should get a little perk, like getting to take extra baggage.
Why don't I just give you a dollar or something?
Hi, sorry I'm late. I had to teach a flight class.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Bill, how you doing?
Good, J.D., how are you?
Good.
Reese?
Well, Bill, old buddy, I know you're going to be upset, but we just finished loading up both cars without you.
Oh, gee, well, now I do feel badly.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't want to say anything, but Anthony swears he saw you drive by about 20 minutes ago.
Been telling on me, huh? How you doing, Anthony?
Oh, just fine, Colonel. Let me take that for you.
Thank you.
Now, here's a man that knows how to pack.
All right. Let's go. Head him out. Move him out. Come on, let's go.
Yes, he always acts this way on outings. I think it's a holdover from his... How are we going to ride? Very, very close. An avalanche. I can't believe it. Was anybody hurt?
No, but they're going to have to check for damages, so the ski lift's going to be shut down for the next 24 hours.
What time did you get here?
About 7. I just went ahead, built a fire, and mixed up a batch of hot buttered rum.
Dash, you're a good man.
Reese.
How's everything at the University of Arkansas?
Oh, going along as usual. I must say I have been looking forward to this little break. How was your car trip?
Oh, it was just horrendous. We ate at this truck stop where the food wasn't even very good.
That does sound like a nightmare. Listen, I just put my stuff in that first bedroom there. I didn't know how you all wanted to arrange it.
Obviously, Dash, you didn't see us when we pulled in. There's not going to be any room for your stuff.
Girls loaded you down, huh?
Oh, Lord, we look like that family in the Grapes of Wrath going skiing.
Well, there seem to be four bedrooms. How are we going to sleep?
Gee, I never was a whiz at math, but I do have one equation that comes to mind.
Reese Watson, we had an understanding that whatever our individual personal relationships, while we're all here together, it's going to be the girls stay with the girls, the boys stay with the boys.
Oh, sure, right. Otherwise, I know my parents wouldn't have let me come.
Well, Julie and I thought that she and Al would stay in one room, and Charlie and Suzanne can stay in the other.
I hadn't heard anything about this.
Well, it's no big deal.
Speak for yourself.
Well, it's just that I can't sleep with Suzanne. She's too wild. She kicks the covers.
See, you should have picked me. I would act however you want.
And then Reese and J.D. can stay in a room.
Wait a minute. What room is that?
Well, I don't know. Bedroom number 3. I think they're all pretty much the same. Won't make any difference.
Well, maybe to you, but maybe Reese and I want something extra, like a fireplace.
That's right. We want our time together to be special.
And then the other room, whatever it is, can be for Bill and Dash.
Bill and Dash? Crying out loud, you want them to sleep together? They don't even know each other.
Well, now, I did meet him a few minutes ago, and he seems like a perfectly nice fellow.
Thank you. I appreciate that vote of confidence.
I just don't think it's right that Julia and Mary Jo should go around assigning people roommates without asking them first.
All right, Suzanne, who do you want to stay with? Dash?
Certainly not. Well, at least he is my ex-husband. I mean, the rest of you all haven't even been married to each other.
Well, I think she makes a good point. Dash should get to sleep with Suzanne just for having been married to her once. I mean, the guy deserves it. Anyway, he can represent the rest of us. It'll be a kind of proxy deal for all of us guys who aren't getting to sleep with anyone.
That's right, Dash. You can carry our banner.
Wait a minute. Before anyone goes carrying any banners... I'm not sleeping with Dash Goff. I was just sort of hoping that since I have the most stuff, I could, you know, have a bedroom all to myself.
Even better. Then Reese and I will just have to sacrifice and double up with Mary Jo and Julia.
Yeah, it'll be fun, like camping.
Now, listen, I don't mind if Suzanne stays with me. I'm used to all of her paraphernalia.
Would you all listen to yourselves? You sound like a bunch of little boys. I had thought that we were all mature adults who see each other on a regular basis. Well, except for Suzanne and Dash, and I certainly don't see anybody looking deprived. So couldn't we all just have a nice weekend outing and try to maintain some semblance of decorum?
We could, but it's not going to be as much fun.
Come on, Julia. Who are we kidding? You're right. I mean, we are, mature adults. It's not like we're just a bunch of big apes trying to get in your rompers. We're talking about three or four couples here involved in loving, ongoing, fidelitous relationships.
Three.
Right. Well, anyway, I know I'm fidelitous. How about you guys?
Right.
And if any pair of us had gone away for the weekend alone, we would most certainly be staying together. So what's the big pretense? I mean, we never said we were innocent of lascivious thoughts. But you girls don't have to act like you're the last boatload of virgins out of Pompeii, either.
Well said. And high time somebody said it.
Peshkov, what are you getting involved with this for? I mean, you're certainly not going to be staying with me. I haven't even seen you in months.
I know.
And, Reese, you've just gotten more and more obnoxious ever since we left Atlanta. I don't know what's gotten into you.
I don't know what's gotten into any of them, except Bill. He's the only one who's been just a perfect darling ever since we left home. He and Charlene have acted better than anybody.
Well, thank you. That's sweet. Isn't that sweet, honey?
Yeah. Well, no wonder they act good. Bill doesn't need a room for anything. They're having sex even when they're not having it.
Reese!
Oh, look at them. They're just hanging on to each other. I mean, their hormones are raging. They don't even know where they are.
Reese Watson, now you're going to embarrass Charlene.
No, Bill's the one who's embarrassed.
Me?
You are. Isn't he cute when he blushes?
Oh, he's darling.
Darling.
Yeah. Oh, now, come on, y'all. Let's stop fighting and have a nice weekend. I know it's not turned out the way we planned, but... Look, tomorrow we'll go grocery shopping. I'll make a big pot of stew. We'll play cards. Now, we're only going to be cooped up for about 24 hours, and they'll open the ski lifts. Now, how bad can it be?
First they say 24 hours, and now it's been 36. I mean, if you asked me, they should just bring a big paddy wagon up here and arrest some of these park rangers for letting this avalanche happen to begin.
Me is how do we know one isn't gonna come down here and crush this cabin?
That terrifies me.
Yeah, it terrifies me too. When the spring thaw comes, JD and I could be found in bed together. Say, Dash, how are you and the Colonel getting along in bedroom four?
Oh, fine. A couple of more days being cooped up together, we may have an announcement for you.
Hey, guys, I thought we were going to play cards here.
Well, we were, but now we're watching Oprah.
Oh, well, Oprah. Well, we sure don't want to interrupt that.
Y'all ever listen to what's going on these shows? They are doing some heavy man bashing.
Oh, yeah. You know, I watch them all the time when I'm in my hotel room on a scouting trip, and I tell you the worst is that Phil is the caller there, Donahue. I mean, now, that guy is kicking our teeth in.
Yeah, that guy's a little too sensitive for me. You know what I mean? They're sensitive, and then there's a line you cross over into wimpdom. I'm afraid old Phil has entered wimpdom.
I like Phil Donahue. I think he's as sharp and incisive as Ted Koppel.
Yeah, well, I think he's a woman.
You know, you're right. He should change his name to Phyllis.
You know, a friend of mine said men are amateur human beings. And I know it's the greatest line. How are we going to get them to be professionals?
Can you believe it? She just said that we're amateur human beings. How do you like that?
Come on, you guys. You're just trying to get something started because you're mad about the sleeping arrangements.
Joe, I don't know where you come up with this stuff. We are not mad. I mean, you women think that all men are some kind of ogres or something, that we have a one-track mind, that sex is all we ever think about. Well, that is just not true.
Oh? What else do you think about?
Well, I think about cultural things, like the ballet.
Oh, get serious.
Oh, I bet Reese does, too.
That's right. I would have to say the ballet.
Dash?
Oh, definitely the ballet.
Well, you're just afraid to have this conversation, so you're just going to make jokes.
Why would we be afraid?
Because you're mad. Because you thought we were all going to stay together and
You're too old to act childish, so you make jokes to cover up your anger.
That's right. You just show off for each other by making wisecracks and everything so it won't look like anybody's manhood has been impugned or anything. Julie and I figured this all out in bed last night.
Can you believe this? You know what the problem with women is? They overanalyze everything to death. I mean, everything is such a big deal.
Is that not the truth? Oh. I'll tell you. You go to a party, absolutely nothing happens, and 2 hours later, a woman will tell you how you humiliated her in front of everyone.
What about... Was it 76 or 77% of the women in your study share that said men don't listen?
Can you believe that? Men don't listen. I mean, listening is what men do best. They never get a chance to talk.
You seem to be doing all right.
Well, because first of all, men act certain ways that drive women totally crazy. One of those ways is to be distant. Another way that men drive women crazy is by those dominating behaviors, those little...
Hey, what's going on?
Men who don't want to act that way.
What's going on is that we men are mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Last remark about women not liking women. Dominating behaviors, that's the one that just sticks in my craw. Oh, sure, they're always begging you to be more sensitive, but you just try having a good cry in front of them over anything other than a death in your family. You just see how that goes over. You've got a cold north wind blowing up your pant leg.
Dashkoff, I cannot believe you are saying that. When we were married, when was I ever cruel to you because you cried?
Oh, I'm not talking about us, Suzanne. When I was married to you, I cried all the time.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the only reason I invited you up here is because the two men I've been dating coincidentally both fell and broke their hips. Not because I need to be insulted.
Now, I'd like to respond to that, but I don't understand it.
You can't understand anything they say. You know, the truth is, you girls talk a good line about wanting a guy to be, sweet and sensitive, but those are the guys you drive your cars over.
You know, what I don't understand is why they don't understand it. We are talking about a matter of degrees here. Yes, we want a man to be sensitive and vulnerable, and we also want him to be strong and masculine. Women have integrated these qualities quite nicely. Why can't men do the same?
Yes, I mean, why do you have to be so extreme? I mean, there is just never a happy medium. It seems like most of you are either wimps or jackasses.
Oh, boy, I hate that. You know, that pose that women assume, like they're these superior human beings, much more tuned in to emotion, language, culture, children, and we are just these big, untrainable Neanderthals stumbling through life who occasionally fall on top of them.
Right. And apparently, even that, we don't do long enough to satisfy him.
Well, old Samuel Johnson said it over 200 years ago. Nature has given women so much power, the law has very wisely given them little. Not that I agree with him.
Come on. Hey, Dash, old buddy, now, don't you apologize. You stick to your guns here.
Well, I, for one, have always been partial to... Women have served all these centuries as looking glasses, possessing the magic and delicious power of reflecting the figure of man at twice his natural size.
Who said that?
Mrs. Samuel Johnson.
Try Virginia Woolf.
Now, that is the attitude I really hate. The one that says men are little boys who need all this ego bolstering. You know, these females are trained for it. It starts in elementary school, them telling us how big and strong we are, and then how great that touchdown was, and then yes, yes, I love you, and I promise someday you can put your hand there. But you see, it's all a manipulative tactic to gain control. And then they talk to us about honesty and real feelings.
Yeah, I mean, how the hell are we supposed to know what real feelings are? You women have been lying to us for so long.
We're so mixed up by the time we're grown, we can't tell a real compliment from a tactical maneuver.
Bill, feel free to jump in here anytime you want.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with a lot of it.
You do?
Well, yeah, especially the part about how you manipulate us.
Dang right.
Bill, I don't manipulate you. I mean, every compliment I've ever given you, I really do think you are the sweetest, kindest, most handsome man I've ever known.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Sorry, my mistake.
Hey, that's all right. He can't be held responsible for his actions. He's in the middle of mating season.
I just want to say that I think this thing about being sexually satisfied is way overrated. I mean, men and women both act like that is just the be-all, end-all thrill of all time. Books are written about it. Marriages break up over it, and
Well, I just don't get it. I mean, we're talking about what? 6 or 7 seconds here? I mean, it's okay, but it's not as good as, say, having somebody put a crown on your head or shopping.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you for sharing that with everyone.
It's okay, Dash. You paid your dues, buddy. We know where that's coming from.
Well, I'll tell you what really kills me is that stuff that Freud said about us wanting what men have. Now, I mean, is that the most absurd thing you ever heard of? I mean, like, we're going to walk up to some guy and go, yeah, boy, I sure would like to have one of those. Yes, sir. If I just had me one of those, I would be in business.
Mary Jo, I do not believe you. You are completely out of control.
That's right, and you are not the boss of me. I tell you what, I don't get this bond that y'all have formed since you came. I mean, you weren't even close friends, and now it's like the guys against the girls. I mean, it's just so immature.
Oh, you guys, it's time to go to dinner.
Hey, don't try to shame us, okay? We need all the reinforcements we can get here. In case you haven't noticed it, there is a war going on out there, and you women started.
Oh, no, we did not. But that is a typical male attitude. Now, the truth is that we women haven't had enough power or money or confidence to start much of anything, but we sure as heck get the blame for everything, and I'll tell you something else. I love men, particularly. I love this one. But you cannot ignore history. And history has shown that, in general, it has been the men who have done the raping and the robbing and the killing and the warmongering for the last 2,000 years. It has been the men who have done the pillaging and the beheading and the subjugating of whole races into slavery. It has been the men who have done the lawmaking and the money-making and most of the mischief-making. So if the world isn't quite what you had in mind, you have only yourselves to thank.
Yeah? That's what you think about men? Well, let me tell you something about women.
Yeah? What?
They're always late.
Reese, old buddy, no offense, but I think we can elaborate on that.
No. I don't think there's any need to. No, Dash, if women are as intuitive as they say, then they know far more than mere men what ails their sex. And if I were to point it out, I would only be considered ungallant.
Well, that hasn't stopped you so far.
Anyway, as Sophocles put it so succinctly, few women are dumb enough to listen to reason.
We're going to lose our
reason.
As I was about to say before, I was rudely interrupted, like thousands of my brethren before me, by the simultaneously enticing and infuriating high-pitched female whine. This argument isn't going to be settled tonight or next week or next year or 1,000 years from now. Because it's the war between men and women. And it's been going on since Adam and Eve.
Eh, good old Adam. Probably no man ever got so much out of one surgical operation.
So true, Dash, so true.
That is such a chauvinistic remark.
Yes, but on some level, you kind of like it.
Like what?
The fact that you evolve from us, that we protect and cherish you, that we fight those wars for you and lay our bounty at your feet.
Eat dirt.
Nice talk.
Let's go.
That you do the pillaging and the beheading for us, for heaven's sake. You do it to show off to each other.
Oh, no, we do it because we want to be your heroes.
You're darn right. That's why we chopped down the forest, conquered the mountains, built cities, and in general civilized the world.
Have you all ever heard such drivel?
So that we could return home and bask in your rapturous, unattainable beauty.
Well, now, that is a good point.
Two women, wild and wonderful. May they be the last thing civilized by man.
Here, here. Amen.
The last thing civilized by man? Can you believe that?
Is that not the most patronizing remark you have ever heard? Reese Watson, let me just tell you this. You got so full of yourself up here, we're going to have to rent a flatbed truck to get you home. The most arrogant speech I have ever heard.
You can't hear all this stuff about women's rights.
Suzanne, the next time you want to talk about our sex lives, why don't you just rent the scoreboard at the Super Bowl? It'd be a heck of a lot more private.
You're a lady. You're an angel. Ringing sunshine to my life.
You're the closest thing to heaven I've ever had. Oh, but sometimes you're a devil when you reach out and dim the light. When you're bad, you would never hurt anybody. You're too gentle, sweet and kind. Still I keep on doing things that make you sad. You don't hold back on your feelings when there's love on your mind. And you're so good when you're bad. I could say that you're the perfect one. You're not, it's just because of me. 'Cause I'm hung up on the perfect one, and I don't know how I deserve to be. I see other pretty women, Lord, they still look good to me. And there's some ladies that can drive some men mad. But when an angel lets her hair down, Lord, that's something else to see. Bad. And I say, you're so good when you're bad.